In Sefer Licha Shleima, Sefer Psachim von Hagoyin of Shem Zaman Oibach, Zechavayin of Rachat, they bring down Shem Zaman was just a Shaila, if you can make a Sheva Brachas night of Asar B'Tavis. So, Moshe, this week, Asar B'Tavis is on Thursday. We know every time is Siva, besides Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, every time starts in the morning. The fast starts in the morning, at night you're not to eat. But what about making a Sheva Brachas, Moshe, this week, Asar B'Tavis is on Thursday, if there's a Sheva Brachas Wednesday night, can you make a Sheva Brachas Wednesday night? Chayav Yachasnas this week, right? No reason why not. And the Shtukal Pella to me that none of the places can speak about the Shaila. It seems to be Mustan Maisim every single Bechol Yom, every single year. Not Bechol Yom, but every year there should be Yachasnas this week. So can you make a Sheva Brachas that night? But it seems no one speaks about the Shaila.
Why not?
Chayav, he doesn't explain the Shaila. But I was thinking that the Shaila would be, even though the time starts in the morning, but there is a Shem Asar B'Tavis already from the night. And my family, I'm going to give one halacha, the place can bring down. They say, B'loshen Bal Nefesh Yachmir. Bal Nefesh Yachmir on Tashma Shemitah, the night of the Gimel Tzemes also. The night of Sim Gedalia and Shiva Subatamas and Asar B'Tavis. It's not Mikah Hadin. It's not as if Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av. And the poskim say that if it's a leil tefillah, you should not be machmir. Which on Tisha B'Av and people, of course, it is also. But a leil tefillah, you should not be machmir. The poskim even say that mishum lekayim puravu should not be machmir. Some of them lekayim yet puravu should not be machmir. Of anyone else, it's, the notion is a bal nefesh should be machmir.
So,
Alzheimer's.
Right.
It's not common, right? I would think. Right. Very good. Right. Now, Tzum Gedaya would be a Sheva Brachas would become out B'Sei Rosh Hashanah. I've never heard of Sheva Brachas Rosh Hashanah. On Lecheri, you could have Chassid at the end of Elul, and it would be a Sheva Brachas, and Lecheri should happen. It should be the same Shana there also. Shavas B'Tamas, if you Shavas B'Tamas should be more common, but that already, maybe it's poshut, that the night of Shavas B'Tamas, it may not be a Tainus, but it's already been a Mitzarim. I think the 3 weeks starts already from the night. I think this poshut starts from Shavas B'Tamas at night. Yeah. So the Shayin seems to be mainly a Sar B'Tavis. So Moshe, this week, if you had a Chas this week, do you make a Shavas B'Tamas at Sar B'Tavis? So the Shayin the night. It's the 3 weeks. The 3 weeks, I think. I'm not even sure. Right. Actually, I mean, I don't know. Can you maybe mamash in the 3 weeks? If someone gets married 2-3 days with Shiva Subatamas, the Chari, the Chasnas, until the 3 weeks, then can they make Sheva Brachos every night of the 3 weeks? I don't know. Do people do that? But definitely the Shaila is should be very Motzi on Asar B'Tavis, and Shiva Pelin, the person doesn't speak about it. So Shem Zaman's answer was, the way they write, he told the person, Sheva Tas Adif. He couldn't give him a straight answer, couldn't say whether it's Mutta or Asa. He just said, since it's a Shaila, it's a Sheva Tas Adif, and he says, don't make a Sheva Brachas. And they write that Shem Zaman was Moisif, that Befrat, he had his own personal opinion that Sheva Brachas are very overdone. And he said that the Alta, there was no such minig amol to make Sheva Brachas every single night, the way we do today. And he quoted Chuvas Sam Seifer in Ebenezer Simon Kuchav Beis. Sam Seifer writes, Bezel Shainai, his Lashon is, Miyom and Lishamayin of Levinu Bepetabeg Domain. In my days that we never heard, we never saw anyone make Shabachum Yem Shaini Beelach Shem Bracha. That anyone would make a Sheva Brachas after the night of the Chasana. Seifer writes that it was never done. It was always the night after by the Chasana, by benching, after the Suda, they made Sheva Brachas, but already the next day, there was no such thing. Virak Pam Achas, Bochu b'sud Shabbos Zayin Brachas Apiros Goldech. It happened one time in Maisa that somebody made a Sheva Brachas on Shabbos, and there was a Godel there, and the Godel Paskin yes to make Sheva Brachas. But Lozum of Kol Medina. So the Sefer writes, as the ganze Medina, the ganze country was making tumult bad, and like who ever heard of Sheva Brachas on Shabbos or any Sheva Brachas after? Now, even though it's Medina the Gemara, it's a Feshu Gemara, it's Kol Achus Shulchan Aruch. But the Chassam Sefer says we never saw anyone do it, and it's a Naya Maisa. Definitely is no chiyev. I mean, that's right.
I don't know why, but it doesn't sound like he's talking.
The din is the halacha of Sheva Brachas is when you have a sudan l'kovid the chasen l'kala. It has to be a sudan l'kovid. When you make a sudan l'kovid the chasen l'kala, you make Sheva Brachas. If it's a regular Shabbos sudan, it's not l'kovid the chasen l'kala, then you don't make Sheva Brachas either. The teretz is our Shabbos Sheva Brachas. There's something extra, they're making a little, they bring extra food, there's something extra on Kavod Chasana, more guests, more Ochim, there's something extra on Kavod Chasana, more people.
What about the many the Rambam, the Gemara that they made the
Yeah, of course. I mean, in the Gemara, you find the Gemara always talks about it, and you always find. But the Chassam Sofer is saying it's never done. It's a miyomai leishemanav leirinu. That's his lashon. And somebody did it one time, and they made it. There's a man of Shemazam, and my uncle, I'll tell you, my uncle, Rabbi Michael Sherkin, he's a Tzangagir, and he's a Mechutnim Shemazam, and he's once sitting by a Sherev Brachas of Shemazam, and Shemazam turned to him and said to him, Azab Betul Tayyar. He said to him, this whole thing is Azab Betul Tayyar. That's what he felt. He said he came, you know, he felt obligated to come, but he felt that the whole, that was his opinion. So it could be his Psak over here on the night of Asar B'Tavis, Moshe this week, Wednesday night, was partly influenced by his opinion that, you know, Sherev Brachas are maybe should not be done, or they're unimportant. Maybe a different Rav, or a different Gadol who would hold more than Yom Sher Brachas, maybe he would look the other way, and look to make Sher Brachas. But Akoponim, that was Rav Shlomo Zalman Leib Rach's Pesach. Chasana, the night of Sobet Avis? That he doesn't talk about. Maybe if people won't do it, I'll mazel. You know, it's not a Yom from the Gadol mazel. I could see. I don't know if it's brought down, but they do a chasnas. They make chasnas night of Sobat Avis. Mashal this week, they're a chasnas Wednesday night. Oh, so maybe if they make chasnas, maybe Koshki can make share brachas. I don't know. Chasnas is a mitzvah. I see. Shomazam is only saying because share brachas is not important.
Chasnas, hasher.
Yeah, hasher brachas.
Is
this
chasnas
with the Torah? What? There's no chasnas with the Torah. I don't want to say that. But that was the Pesach. But like, I think some Gemara said, but Shlomo Zalman did say, if it would be denied of Tainus Esther, then Yitaka would make Sher Brachas. Even though it's also has a Shem Tainus Esther. And he doesn't explain it, but part of the reason is there's a basic chiluk between the Tainus of Tainus Esther and all the other Dalat Zaymas. The other Dalat Zaymas are Din of Avelus, the Avelus on the Chubin. Tainus Esther is not a Venus. Tainus Esther is Bechama a Venus. It's Zeicha for the Tainus that Esther Malkah made in the Meis Megillas Esther. I was always thinking that Tainus Esther maybe is a little bit more than that. Tainus Esther is also a Shreit in Kabbalah, as Purim is a Merdeg day for Kapara, a Shreit in Zohar Kodesh as Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is like Yom Kippur. Me, Nidma, but me. Which do you compare and which? The smaller you compare and the bigger. If Yom Kippur is something, is a day which is compared to Purim, Vice Day says Purim is even a bigger Yom Kippur in a certain Mida. Since we're coming into Purim with the Yom, which is Mordega Kapara, that's why it's Kedai the Fierce to help the Kapara. The Indian of Atainus is, it helps for the Kapara. It's as if you mark of Chen of Adomai, it helps for the Kapara. It's as if I think it's the same meaning for the Chasin Akana, B'yom Chupasim, that they fast. The reason is they're having a Kapara, B'yom Chupasim. When you have a Yom Kapara, you want to add to it a Tainus, the Kerev of Atainus. But this, there's no stira to Yom Kapara, to the day of Kapara, from having a simcha from the Sher Brachas. A Sher Brachas might be a stira to Avelus. If we hold Asar B'Tavis already, the Bissel of Avelus starts at night, the way the place brings down, by Nefesh Yachmin, after being Misham Shvitasek, then even at night you don't have a stira to the Avelus and the Chorban. But Tainus Esther is no Avelus, even though you're fasting for the Kapara on the day, but if you're doing a mitzvah, you're making a bracha, you're doing a Zavit Kans Chazal, you're making Suda Smith, so there's other rabbis, there's nothing wrong with it. That's right, oh yeah. Right, it says no din about Nefesh Yachmir, but it's not because that doesn't mean there's no Shem Tainus Esther on that night.
No,
it could be. And the reason why we fast on Tainus Esther, we don't fast on Purim, is because Purim you can't fast. Purim is Yom Mishta V'Simcha. Same thing in Chuposla, you fast before the Chuppah, not the day of the Chuppah, not actually after the Chuppah, because it's another day to fast. But you want to chaper in the Tainus before. So that's what he says is posh that Leil Tainus Esther you could make a Sher Brachas. Right. It's okay. Right. We don't want to mark them out the fast on Friday, which is a shtickle with the Evet, because it's not so important to be that day. Rechitza is also good, I think. It's also a chilek. Rechitza is called Gubi's Asa on the Gimel Tzaymus. It's not a Zavi Tisha from Kippur, but there is an Issa. Rechitza is called Gufay. Now I'm a Kogufay, take a shower or a bath, Kogufay on the Gimel Tzaymus, and not Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther, even though it's a Tanus, and we fear some food from eating, but there's no Issa Rechitza at all. And the same reason, because it's Rechitza is an Infan from Avengus, an Infan of Timusabel. It's not an Indian of the. But the Tainus Esther is an Indian of Kapara. Rechitza is not an Indian of Kapara. It's not Shechs, but an Indian of Kapara. Well, I was saying it's in Yom Kippur. We only the Poshup Shem Tainus is in Yom Kippur. It's just a Zecha for the Tainus that has the Makkah made. I'm Shem Zaman Erbach also is Mitzayin, the Beis Yosef, and the Eretz Tavash, who are very mafflig in the Choyma of Tzum Gedalia. Beis Yosef is in Tavkuf Nun, and the Eretz Tavash in Jush Beis, they speak about Baruchas, the Choyma of Asura B'teis B'frat. From all the Tzaymis, B'teis B'frat, the Zeyachama, it's like a Barach B'Shem, the Bahag, I think a Pikabola that the Bahag said that if Asura B'teis would fall out on Shabbos, we would fast on Shabbos. The only time is that if it would fall out on Shabbos, we would fast even on Shabbos. That's how Chumra it is. And Chari, the Chumra is because the Sarbatis was the beginning of the Churban. That the fourth Tzemis, the Abba Tzemis are, and the Sarbatis was when the Nebuchadnezzar, Russia, that's when he started to lay siege on Yerushalayim, when he started the whole Mechama. And then on Shivas of Atamas, he broke through the wall. And then on Tisha B'Av was the actual Churban, Hagadol. And then on some Gedalia, it was after the Churban, Gedalia Ben Yecharkam was Nerag, he was a Nasi, and many of them were killed that day. And Atzar started that day. But it all started with Asura B'teves. Asura B'teves is really, this day is the beginning of the Churban, it's the day of the Mesabel. Rather, the way we're saying that they need to have a tainus on, we know tainus in Yom Kippur is for Kapara, and we're saying maybe for tainus, it's also for the Kapara of Yom Purim. So what's the need of a tainus for Avelis of the Churban? If the other Tanaisim are all for Avelis, so we complain a tainus in Avelis. What's the first thing have to do with Avelis? It's in Eretz Yisrael. Is that Shem Rama? Oh, the Tainus is it's more Shuva. I tell them right. And where does Shuva come into the down the terraces? We have to be besides the Avelos, we have to do Shuva for our Avelos to cause the Churban. And as every Chazal said, Kol Yom Shuri Nidl Beis Hamikdash, we have to feel Sakinu Chor B'Yomav. As every today, every day there was a Churban, and we could feel it every day. But before these days, like a Sarba Tevis and the Dan Tzim, we should feel that if it wouldn't be Father's Haim, then we do Shuva today, then already we would have a Beis Hamikdash. So it says Sakinu Chor B'Yomav. That's the nice thing. Another Shaila in Alicha Shema, they asked, was there was a Chasna on Yud Aleph Tevis. This year, Yud Aleph Tevis is Friday. It's not common to have chasnas, but let's say regularly, let's say a Sarba Tevis will come out on a Tuesday, and someone was getting married Wednesday night. So the Shaila is, you have to fast Yom Chuposai. He's fasting on Tuesday for Sarba Tevis, and then Wednesday, the next day, is Yom Chuposai.
Yud Aleph Tevis is Thursday night.
Oh, this year, Yud Aleph Tevis is... Okay, so let's say it's a chasna, but I don't think you're a chasnas. No, Yud Aleph Tevis is... No, this year... Isn't it... I'm sorry. Sarba Tevis is...
Thursday night.
It's Thursday. Right. If to be a chasna Thursday night... Oh, so that would be... he'd be fasting a Sarba Tevis for his chasna. That would be... if someone had a chasna Thursday night, it would be all together, not the Shayna. But the Shayna is, let's say, a chasna... Sarba Tevis 1 year comes out, let's say, for example, Monday is a chasna Tuesday night. So he has to fast 2 days in a row. And it's shver to face 2 days in a row, even short tenesim like this time of year. It's still not easy for us because manenu to face 2 tenesim. So Shlomo Zalman said, Merdek Pesach, he said, you don't have to face. The chasna kalanda can be so much on the tainus of a Sarba Tevis. If they're fasting 2 days before, they could say that tainus goes on the chuppah also. Let's say the Sarba Tevis was Tuesday and the chasna was Wednesday night. Just face Tuesday. Wednesday, you don't have to fast. And be so much on the tainus of Tuesday for the chasna on Wednesday night.
You do that with your same
they say, he doesn't talk about that, but he says that, and he brings Uriah, Shlomo Zalman brings Uriah to it from a Steich Hamid. He has a Yad Said Yud Aleph Tevis. I'm sure there are many.
He has two of his pants back to back.
Wow. We're going to get that soon, what he said about Tainus from the Yad Said. But let's get back to this. Shlomo Zalman paskin that you could be semich on the tainus of Asura B'teves for the chuppah that's a day later, and his mokah is the Steich Hamid. The Hamid was just a shayla about someone that had to travel to his chasana. It was going to be, I think, the day after Asura B'teves, and while traveling, nothing to do with Asura B'teves. Was someone had to travel to his chasna, and in those days traveling was very difficult. They went by wagon, it was very, very bumpy, and fasting was very hard on them. So they wanted to know what they should do if they have to fast as a chasna kala. So the stechem paskin that since that day of the chasna they'll be traveling, and it's hard for them to fast the day they're traveling, fast a few days earlier. Just pick a few days earlier make the tainus then, and that'll be for chasna. So Shlomo Zalman said, you see from here that the tainus for chasna kalan doesn't have to be mamash on that day. You could do it a few days earlier. I don't really understand the tushkel. Because over there by Stechemet's case, they were making a tainus miyuchid for the chuppah. They taka made it earlier. They fasted a few days before the chuppah, but they hadn't zin. This time is for the chuppah. In this case, they were fasting anyway for Sar B'Tavis. It wasn't a special tainus for the chuppah. They were fasting for Sar B'Tavis. If Shem Zalman was saying a chiddush, you could be soimach and use that for the chuppah also. I don't know. Having zin for the chuppah, but you could be chapping around both. Yeah. Does that work? Is that a raya from Stechemet?
But if you have one to this week Thursday night, it would be good, yeah.
It was all on the same day. I don't know. Yeah, go give an extra time. You owe an extra time. So yeah, I don't know. To me, the sushi is b'shul shvei. And Shem Zalman does say that the vidui, the minigis chasna kan say vidui, the vidui they should say, as the vidui of Yom Kippur, the vidui they should say on the day of the chasna. It's not so clear to me. Does he mean that you should say, does the chemet say that also? I think Shem Zalman says that. Should you do vidui both days? Should you do vidui on the day that you're fasting? And then again, to the vidui with the tainus, or is it just the vidui on the day of the chuppah? But it sounds like it's only vidui on the day of the chuppah, and the vidui does not have to be together with the tainus. Maybe you wouldn't have the vidui tzazamim with the tainus. Oh, so, you know, I was... Yeah, he says the vidui, yeah. I was thinking again, we're asking Rav Shlomo Zalman on Chorus Night Sushta so much to Sechemet because that was the time of Miuchid. But I was thinking, I don't know if anyone uses this, but for a lot of Chassanim and Kalas, fasting on the day of the Chasna is very difficult. They come to the Chasna, a lot of people don't fast well and they don't feel well. Could we be Mekel and tell Chassanim and Kalas, if you don't feel well the day of Tanis, fast 2 days before? Be Makdamid. Maybe, like the Sechemet said, if you're traveling the day of the Chasna and it's very hard to fast, he said, be makdim the tainus a few days before and don't fast the day of the chuppah. So maybe the same thing, anybody I was telling you, one time I was by chasna and the chasna in the middle of dancing started getting sick, started vomiting, throwing up, being makey, and he had to go out and he was mamish outside for like an hour and a half. The chasna was waiting for him and he pushed and got sick from the tainus. So it shouldn't happen to anybody. But maybe according to Stechemet, you should tell Chasna Kalna they want to come to the Chasna and enjoy the Chasna and be okay. Maybe we could tell them they don't want to lose out any from the Tainus Yom Chuposse. The Stechemet said, if it's difficult the day of the Chuppah, you can do it a few days earlier. I'm not Paskin, I don't know if it's done that way. But that was his Pesach. Shem Zalman said another chiddush that she said, even if the Asar B'Tavis would be the day after the Chasna, let's say like this year, Chasubat is on Thursday. If someone's getting married on Wednesday, well, that would be, like you said, a chasna Wednesday night, the night of Sobat Tavis. Does he have to fast Wednesday and again Thursday, Sobat Tavis? And it's difficult. So Shlomo Zalman said, no, the same thing. Be semech on the tainus of a Sobat Tavis for the chuppah also. And that's a chiddush. That's a chiddush afterwards. That's a, it's one thing to say, Chemet said, you can be mocked in the tainus before. But here Shlomo Zalman is saying, you can be semech, especially the way we wanted to say, that the tainus is for the kapara. I mean, you have the kapara, and as every little bit you're waiting for the tainus, and then you'll finish it off the kapara with the tainus the next day.
He also brings the stechem. The shittus over there about the tziyam is simcha, so some shittus don't even fast as well.
Oh, that he doesn't say that. From Zama, I saw Shigal Chiddush that what's talking the din of a chasan and kala that comes out of Sobat Tavis during the Sheva Brachos. You see from here that he held you do fast. The fact that they have their own personal simcha of Sheva Brachos is Deicha Tachnan, but it's not Deicha the Tainus of Sabbath. I don't know. I didn't know what the din is. I mean, you have to ask, but I just see he names him for the Pashat that it's not Deicha Tainus. Chasan of Kala, if it comes to Tainus Steve in the middle of the Sheva Brachos, he seems to say for the Pashat, do fast. And he says this Chiddush that if they need it, if it's difficult, they can be Semech on that for their Tainus of Yom Chuposim. I think others say also that for whatever reason Chasam Kalam missed the tainus of Yom Chuposim, they could be mashlim it later on. I don't think they should. I think it could be any time. Pick any day. And even if the chasna was in the summer, go pick a day in the winter, a short day, ready to be mashlim it. If you don't mind waiting for that schus, if you don't mind waiting for that schus, but then things are straight. But that was his psak. We had today Baruch Shem a bris here in Beis Medrash bris Mila, but another shayla Licha Shleima. It's actually Ramah. There's another shayla about if you have a bris on a Sar B'Tavis, We know when there's a bris, there's no tachnun. What about Avinu Malkeinu? This week on the Sarbat Tevis Thursday, by every time we say Avinu Malkeinu. But what if there's a bris in Shul? The same way you don't say tachnun, do you say Avinu Malkeinu? So the emphasis of Ramah in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah Simtaf Reish Bei is Benagei Aseres Mei Tshuva. But Ramah paskins that during Aseres Mei Tshuva, in case there's a bris, you do say Avinu Malkeinu. During Aseres Mei Tshuva, there's a bris mingle, there's no tachnun, but you say Avinu Malkeinu. But it doesn't say Benagei the Dal Tzaymus. The sound also it should be shayla, a very common shayla, brisin on the Dal Tzaymus, and it doesn't say whether you say Avinu Malkeinu. So Shem Zalman was clarifying, maybe Avinu Malkeinu on Aseres Mei Tshuva is more important. It's more chomer. And that's why we don't give up Avinu Malkeinu even by a bris. We have to say if Aseres Mei Tshuva. But Tanesim, maybe Avinu Malkeinu is less important. So maybe you do. Maybe you don't say it by a bris.
Abul Lamai. Is that important?
He doesn't say that. I don't know. He doesn't explain it. But what's the most chiddush? The Ramot does say a chiddush that. Even by a bris, you say Avinu Malkeinu. Zayvi to be have mina na. Yeah, as I, maybe you're right. It's kachem and tachnun. And as we don't say, he does say. Even though we don't say tachnun, Avinu Malkeinu we say. But the shaila was, what about by Dal Tzaymus? So that seems wasn't clear. But Ma'aser Shlomo Zalman said that we don't have a mokka, but we should do like the Ramos says by a Aseres Mei Tshuva, not be mechalad. So if there's ever is a bris by a Sarbat Tevis or any of the Dal Tzaymus, according to Shlomo Zalman Erbach, you do say Avinu Malkeinu. You say Avinu Malkeinu. On Bahab, places that actually fast Bahab and they say Avinu Malkeinu, they had a Shabbos Tir. One time Shlomo Zalman was by Aminu Bahab and there was a bris and they were fasting and he said, don't say Avinu Malkeinu. And it was a different time, he changed his mind, he said, yes, say Avinu Malkeinu. Like Bahab already was a.
Yeah, he said this
part was Shabbos,
but it says
Mitzvah. Oh, yeah, it says Zechama. Yeah, we don't even say on Yom Kippur for Shabbos, except by Nila. By us, it speaks to the. It makes a quicker davening, only by Nila. Before Shabbos, right?
No, it's just Mitzvah on regular.
But he says they say on Shabbos. I know, yeah, this, but that's by all. I thought it was Minik Satma. Minik Satma. It's true, but the Minik Hasidim, I know the Satma and maybe others, they don't say Avinu Malkeinu, but Tanesim. So, because it's only Aseres Mei Tshuva. Maybe that was B'Shem Zalman and Neubach. Maybe that's what he meant, that we see that Aseres Mei Tshuva is Mochama. So that's what's clearing what about for us, Ashkenaz, that says it by Tanesim, maybe it's Mokal. And we won't say it by a bris. But he passed again for us, we say even by a bris. Even by a bris is a down sign, it's like a dekach. There's another sharing of Benegir Bichas Koyanim. In Eitzol, the Noyik to have Bichas Koyanim every day. It's every day by Shachris, and not by Mincha, except by Tainis. By Tainis, they have Bichas Koyanim even by Mincha. The reason is because you don't say Bichas Koyanim after eating. By Shachris, before eating, the Kahanim could say Bichas Koyanim. But by Mincha already, it's after eating, and the reason is it's a chashash shifras that they have in Shaka, and therefore there's no Bechas Koinim after eating gone on every day. That's right. The Achrenim Claire, what about a Koin who's a Chayla and he has to eat on a Tainis in a Moshe Yitzhar? Does he go up to Duchin by Mincha? He personally had to eat. The whole everyone's the same Birchas Koinim in Eitzol by Mincha, but he had to eat. Can he go up and duchen? So the Pichodesh, another place can say that only if he's the only Koyin. If he's the only Koyin, I'm sorry. Pichodesh says other Achrenim say. Other Achrenim say that if he's the only Koyin, then he should go up not to be mevatel Birchas Koinim. If there's other Kahanim, bet he should not go up. The Pichodesh, another place can say they say he could go up because since it's Yom Tainis, there's no chashash shechris. Even though this chayla that's the Yom Kippur, he's not going to drink mashkin hamashak. He's not going to drink wine. It's not chashash. But others say that only if there's no other kohanim. The Pshama Zalman paskin like those paskin, only if there's no other kohanim. But he said even if there's one kohen, then he should go up because there's a big mayim that have two kohanim. We might have two kohanim. So if he's the second kohen, he could go up. If there's already two kohanim without him, he should not go up. What?
This thing is letting him.
It doesn't say. Does he go out or not? It doesn't say. I gather, yes, the Kohen over here, I saw him on And yeah, we have Birch Kain on Yom Tov. I saw Kain having a coffee before davening on Shabbos. And I got to ask him, do you eat before davening on Yom Tov? And he said to me, yeah, you know, cake, he eats. So I asked him, so how do you duchen? I never thought about it, but how do Kahanim even in Chusos, how do they duchen on Yom Tov if they eat before davening? And he didn't know what I was talking about. And I explained to him the whole Indian, that's why we don't have duchening by Mincha, because except in Yom Kippur, you know, or Tanesim, because of Shash Meshaka. So he answered me, he said, well, it's only a Te'ima Ba'alma. There's no Shash Meshaka on that. And I think he's right. He answered good. He said, it's only a Te'ima. It's only, you know, it's not a Suda. That's why, maybe that's the head of why. Oh, I'm not getting involved with the Issa of eating before davening. Oh, it becomes a chayla. Right. The whole hetter to eat is the most in heaven says they're so dam. So to eat before davening. But straight then, as you say, that's the reason is because of gaivas. Even from gaivas, a person eats before davening soon by neshama. But a person eats because he's cholnosh, because he has a heart condition or something, or he has to eat before davening. That's not gaiva. He's not eating because of himself. He's eating because of he's not well. So that's not gaiva. So that's mutter. But what about the chash meshaka? What about that? How is the kohen duchen if he eats?
He's only eating what he needs. He's not
eating.
He
feels he needs a little something to eat. He doesn't need wine. He doesn't. That's right. As much. Right. Oh, so that's the test. That was the answer.
Nobody holds its mutter.
Right.
Nobody wants to eat, even though it's us. No, seriously, because
okay. They're
eating
wasn't, whatever
the hell.
If they don't have a head to chomosh, and we know the Rabbi Chassin, the Rabbi Mekon, Lubavitch just have a line, the Lubavitch just say, Essen ab in the Shfresen. Shfresen, yeah. They eat, but not that much.
We have a similar shalom about Aliyah to be oiled by Torah, or Mincha, somebody who ate in advance, can be oiled by
Yom. Right, that's how Divin Shayang. That's how the Kiveg is true, we spoke at the Kiveg is true one time, right? That's how Divin Shayang. Gala was claiming the poiskim that tell a Koyin who eats on a Tainus, he could be oiled Duchen by Mincha. I don't think they say this, but I was wondering if part of the het is because of the bizarreness of the Kohen, that the Kohen should not be mevuyish, and they came to Shul Tadav, and everyone has to know that he's a Kohen, maybe he shouldn't be embarrassed, he did Kalocha. If he ate Kalocha, nothing to be embarrassed about, but some people do feel funny, you know, that everyone should know about it, maybe that's part of the reason they were mekel, that the Kohen could be duchen. But upon him, it seems to be a machlokes. There's another shayla. Someone who the doctors tell him he's not a well person, he could fast one tainus that in a month. It's too much for him to fast two tainusim in a month. And l'moshul, if you have tzum gedalia and yom kippur, two tainusim in a week, that's pretty poshut that we would tell him. Eat him and tzum gedalia, make sure you fast yom kippur. Obviously, yom kippur is more important. But what about if you have shivah sabatamas and tisha b'av in 1 month, and they're very close to each other, and the doctors feel he has to rest up after a fast. There's too much to fast two tanaisim in a month. He has to pick one. Shiva Asa B'Tamas or Tisha B'Av. Which one should he fast? So Shamazan brings down, there's an advice. We once spoke about this in a previous year. The advice talks about someone who's a Beis Asurim, someone who's in prison. He's in jail, and they give him a shus, the Melech gives him a shus to go out one day in the year. Should he wait for a day for a mitzvah deraisa, like Shaifa, Tia Shaifa, or for Sukkah? Or should he go out right then and there? He has to daven with a minion. Right now, I have a mitzvah to daven with a minion. And don't push it off. And don't push it off. And go out right away. So he says, Loshen, a mitzvah, the Dvar Paskin, go out that day in Fatig. Right now, you have a mitzvah to with Tzibah. Mitzvah bong yod chatach mitzena. And go out right then. And invite the come Shaifa, come Sukkah, you'll be an Einus and finish your Einus. He doesn't talk about tefillin. He says tefillin b'tziva. Maybe he had tefillin in prison. His case was tefillin b'tziva. He tells him for tefillin b'tziva. Can you imagine for tefillin b'tziva? He tells him that you're mechuyev tefillin b'tziva. You're not going every day because you're in jail. You got reshus to go out. Right to the next day, you're nainus. You don't think about it. Yeah, but that kach. That's what the Dvaz held. Maybe the Dvaz held is more of a chiyev than others. The others are mafakad. It's a chiyev or it's a maila. That's not his reason. His reason is because mitzvah b'ol yod tadach mitzana. When you have a mitzvah, you don't push it off and finish. You don't make a chesbonos. And your next mitzvah will be you'll be an einus and finish. You don't think about it. Right, that's what he's saying. Right now you do what you're machuiv. Right, that's the svara. Right now you're machuiv. But the ma'isa, so according to that svara, in this case, we should tell him fast on shivah sabatamas. Right now you're machuiv. Don't. Well, maybe some Gedalia. I was like some Gedalia also. He doesn't talk about that. I don't know. He just talks about coin to Shadvaz. He wants to say you would fast on Shivas with Amaz and Shveta and Tishbab, you'd be nice. Well, the Maes of Shamazaman told the person not to do that. He says, eat on Shivas with Amaz and fast on Tishbab. He says, we don't pass like the Advaz al Halacha. Interesting. He seems to be saying, even the jail case, I don't know what his mock is, but he's saying, even the jail case, we were not doing like the Advaz. We told the person, wait for Mr. Daisa. The Mishnah Melch brings it down, but that's pretty passing.
Well, if he would fast today, he would be an honest of Chayla, he would be a Chayla and be an honest.
Was there an option to do both of them?
No, he doesn't say that. Probably is accomplishes nothing. You know, I mean, it's something. Half a times is something, but you mean the chaper? It is. Some person who's a chayla can only face the chatzai should do that, but. Okay, another chiddush in Hilchos Shleim I saw, Shlomo Zalman said, if Chashon was Sefer Torah, if fell out of an Aron Kodesh, Shlomo Zalman said, is that we know the Lach of Sefer Torah falls down. The Gemara says in Makot and Chavov that you fast. Everyone that sees it fast, if a person closes his eyes, maybe he doesn't see it, he'd be potter, but anyone in Beis Medrash that saw it has to fast. But Shlomo Zalman said, the chiddush, if you medayik in the Gemara says, Sefer Torah shenachal miyodai, Sefer Torah falls on a person's hand, then there's a chiyuv tainus, Rachman son. But Shlomo Zalman wanted to paskin, I think it was Maaseh Shehoyah, someone opened up their own Kodesh, and Rachman son, the Sefer Torah fell out by itself. He said there's no chiyuv tainus in that. Because the Gemara just says if it fell out of a person's hand, there's a chiyuv tainus, not if it fell out by itself. Now, what's the svar? It's maybe Meduyik in the Gemara. Maybe the Gemara is talking about more of a more common case, Rachman son. But he seemed to be mechalek, and he said, if it falls out by itself, there's no chiyuv tainus. It's a chiddush. Because that we don't have in the Gemara. The inyan of tainus on the yotzei that we were talking about before, it's a Gemara in the Dorm, daf yud beis. It's a loch in Shulchan Aruch, and hechas avegel, simen shunai, and vav sif dalet, the fast on the yotzei. But Shlomo Zalman said already, it was manenu, with nechushas adoyris, because people are shvach, and tenesim already are difficult for us, but the belt is make on this tainus. And I think most people do not fast on the yotzei. I think the reason really is also because of Bittul Torah. It's hard to learn on a tainus. And if that's like the reason, then on the other side, a person should feel as long as he's eating, he should learn the whole day, learn as much as he can. If he has a job and he has no choice for his panasa, but he should also try to learn as much as possible that day, if that's the reason why he's not fasting on the outside. Then he brought down Maisim, and he gave a Cholim Ra, it's a whole perek in Brachos, last perek Aroya, that on a Cholim, many of you block Amor, on Chomon Slan, a Bir Cholimus, a person should fast. So Shemazan writes in Maisim, he heard from Hagoyim Bzongim and Bengus, the Rav Yishalayim, told him when he was a younger man, and he was still in Europe, he's a Volozhin originally, when he was still in Europe, the Yitzchak Chonon, the Pesach Gadol, came to his town, he was a younger man, and he went in to meet the Gadol. He was talking to him, and he told him a personal problem he has, that he has many times, very often, Choloi Misra. He has these bad dreams, and he has to fast, and he feels that the fasting is starting his learning. You know, he doesn't have kechus, he's not learning properly that day. So this kind of told him, there's nothing but a tzasi yetzer. The yetzer is coming to you, he wants to stop you from learning. How could the yetzer stop as a masma if he was moving, being some learning? He gives you a chom ra, makes you fast, it's all a tzasi yetzer. And he gave him advice, what you should do is, every night before you go to sleep, you should learn over the few black gemara on Choloi Misra and Brachos, and if you learned it before you go to sleep, then even if you think about it, you're potter, because the halacha is, if you thought about something in the day, and then you dream about it at night, it means nothing. It's only because you thought about it in the day, it means nothing. So I was thinking, this Eitzah is very good for Bzongim and Bengus. Tell him, go and learn a few block of Murray before you go to sleep, you know. If you give me that Eitzah, I would not have a bad dream for another reason. I'd be up a whole night trying to finish the Gemara, you know. For him, it was an Eitzah, and he got to say that he started doing it, and all the Cholimus just stopped in Gansen. That wasn't even his Eitzah. He didn't tell him the Cholimus to stop. He was giving him Halacha at the Vagmaisuf, and that's close to stop entirely.
That was a riot.
Maybe.
Good,
yeah?
He
thought it was
good.
Yeah, he was. Oh, chapter 8. Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm thinking anything. Yeah, very good, very good. And this is from another minute, just a quick word on the said we learned yesterday about Yigash. I think it's the Mamash that can say, Amit the Shaltoya, a word from Chaim Berlin. The Pasuk state when Yosef Tzadik, when he revealed himself to his brothers, he gave the Shvatim Matanis. The Pasuk says, Achum Nasan Lish Khalifa Smolais, he gave to each brother a change of clothing. And to Binyamin, Nasan Shonish Meis Kesis, Vachamish Khalifa Smolais. And to Binyamin, he gave 300 Kesif and 5 changes of clothing. Chaim Berlin was Madaiak. He said, look at the Pasuk, the word Khalifis is twice. The word change of clothing is twice in this Pasuk. At the beginning of the Pasuk, Khalifis is Molay with a Vav. Cheslamet fei vavsof. And the end of the pasuk, if you look in the pasuk, Khalifa is chasa without the vav. Cheslamet fei sof. So shtukel pella. Like in one pasuk, you have the same word twice, and first it's molly, then it's chasa. What's pshat? So Chaim Berlin said, he said, there's the yisoid from Rashi in Pashki Sisa, in the pasuk of the luchais that Moshe Rabbeinu brought down from Hasinai, the luchais is written also chasa. Luchais is lamet chesof, without a vav. And Rashi spells in that, Rashi says, Luchas ksiv. Luchas is written Lam Chesaf, without a Vav. Shehoyu shtein shavais, because both were equal. They're both exactly the same measurements, both Luchas. So you see from Rashi aside that whenever a word is Zoshin Rabim, and it's written Chasa, it comes to tell you that they are equal measurements. It's very good, this Pasuk. In the beginning of the Pasuk, Khalifais is going on the clothing he gave to the brothers. Over there, Mestam, each brother was a slightly different height, a little an inch taller, an inch shorter, slightly different height. As a Mela, every change of clothing was different, it was different sizes. So there it says Khalifais Molei, with above. But by Binyamin, it says he gave him Chomish Khalifais Molei, so he gave him 5 sizes. It was one person, and he was one person, and he was one size. Every set of clothing was the same size. That's why it's Chasa. Because when it's chasa, it's kum shavis. I was thinking of it, and maybe a different shav. This is Chaim Berlin, the Sifsan. He's a rabbi of Moscow and Shpet, the rabbi of Yerushalayim. I go in Chaim Berlin. I was thinking maybe a different shav. There's a Bavusta Gemara in Megillah, Daf Tezayin. The Gemara says, how did Yosef Tzadik give more to Binyamin than the other brothers? Something that he suffered from, Pshutei Shemikra, Yosef suffered from jealousy that he had the Ksenus Pasim. He had the extra coat that the brothers didn't have. He suffered from jealousy. Now he's doing it to his brother Binyamin that they should be jealous of him, that he got more clothing. So the Gemara is a terror. So Binyamin Yefes, Remez Ramaz Leishosan Lassus Menu Ben, Sheyesim Tnei Melch Bachmish Ruchim Malchus. So the Remez that he's going to have a son, Mordechai Yishimini, who's going to come and shave Binyamin, he's going to be in front of the Melch with the Chomesh Shalushim Malchus. It was Remez. But the guy in Yisakasha, it's not really answering the question because it's still Kinnah. How does it take away the Kinnah? Now, the Goyim doesn't explain the Kasha, because maybe they take away the Kinnah because he explained he's only doing it as a Remez. But the Teretz says, I don't think Yosef explained the Remez to them. Because then everybody would know that it was Shmim Messiah by Klai Yisrael that he's going to be Enokol Binyamin who's going to come in front of the Melech. And they should have expected it to happen by Mordechai, and it seems it was a whole surprise, no one knew it was coming. So I don't think, I think it was more begad the Mesnaba Veini De Mashna Snaba. I think it was just like a Remez he was doing, he didn't even realize why he was doing it. And they didn't know about it. So mainly the fact that going to Kasha, the Chayde was Kinnah. So the Goyim says, a teretz like this, he says that really the real teretz is why there wasn't a Kinnah was that Yosef gave to the brothers more, one piece of clothing was more expensive. And to Binyamin, he gave 5 sets of clothing, which was an equal dollar value, but it was 5 sets, but there was no Kinnah. For example, he gave to each shavit, to each brother, he gave a $1,000 suit. And to Binyamin, he gave 5 $200 suits. There's no kinna there. Everybody got $1,000. Everyone got $1,000 suits. And here, each one got 5 $200 suits. And and the reason why he did it that way. Well, he had something in him to do a remez. I don't know if he knew or not. Maybe it was Masnab. He was doing it, didn't even know why. He was doing a remez. And the remez was to Muslim two wife, someone in Milsahi, a Tuesday, this chus, and this will be Hatzol.
But they
thought.
To
be Miram is right. Whatever that is. But that's why there was no kinna, because everyone got the same amount. Oh, that's the Goyin. So I wanted to show too. Maybe this Goyin's vod will Fenfis Kash also. That's why by the brothers it says Khalifa is Moli with a vod, because each one got an expensive suit. And Binyamin got Chomish Khalifa is Chosa, because each one was less and less expensive. It's good. Also, maybe also Fenfis Kash. I think more of it. Oh, and this is a sabotage to say, yeah, happy to Hashbarchum, Yogan, the Simcha.